Dylan Kwasniewski joins us on Sports Byline USA. If you're a NASCAR fan, a motorsport fan, you certainly do know that name because he's one of the up-and-coming drivers. He's only 18 years old, and he's already making his name on the big-time circuits. Dylan, take me back to your interest in motor racing, because I know you started driving go-karts at 4 and a half, and you won your first track championship at 6. What was it about those early days that kind of hooked you on the sport?
Yeah, I mean, I did every sport possible. I mean, I did karate, did basketball, football, you name it, and I did it. But you know, there's nothing better than going out there and racing cars, well, go-karts, for instance, at that point. But, I mean, it was just the thrill of racing at that young of an age, and the competition in it was just like nothing else. I mean, I remember the first time I got in the go-kart, I went, and it was in Wilton, Connecticut, and they set it up in kind of like a parking lot with cones. And even though I went through like the cones the completely wrong way, wasn't going through the track configuration right, I was just weaving and bobbing through the wrong way. It was so much fun, I didn't want to get out of it. So I think I was just hooked right there once I got into it.
Who did the mentoring for you in this sport?
You know, there was nobody really in particular that, you know, coached me through it. I kind of relied on myself to get my own skill set. But, you know, my dad was definitely the one who pushed me through it. He was really hard on me. I mean, if I didn't finish you know, first or in the top three, you know, he'd definitely be on me because he knew that I could do better than what I was doing. So after he passed away, I kind of took his mentality into racing. And if I don't finish, you know, in the top three, or if I don't get that win, I know I'm not pushing it to the limit. And I know that, you know, I can go out there and push it more. So I really take his mentality of trying to win every race into each weekend and try to go out there and do my best.
What's the best piece of advice he gave you, Dylan?
Just to go out there and, you know, reach for greatness. I mean, he didn't accept anything less than that. I mean, if I finished outside of that, you know, he'd be like, great job, you know, that was good, but you know, you can do better. You didn't do the best that you could. So, he really taught me to go out there and try to be the best in everything that I did and try to, you know, succeed and kind of surpass everybody else. So, I really go out there and even if I do finish well, well, it's not good enough. I've got to be the best out there, and I've got to do it every single weekend.
And you know, a lot of people are going to listen to that, and when you're that young, you think maybe the parent is trying to find an extension of themselves through their child, and maybe they're not doing the right thing for the child. And I can understand that way of thinking. What makes it different in your case, though?
I mean, he definitely just, you know, his mentality was, you know, he was a president and CEO when he passed away, and his mentality was, you know, hope isn't a good business strategy. You got to go out there and you got to know that you can succeed. I can't go out there and I can't think, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. I've got doubts about this. I don't know if I have the ability. I mean, he really taught me to go out there and know that you can do it and have all the confidence in the world that nothing else is going to stop you but yourself. So I really go out there and I make sure that none of my opponents are going to stop me from it. If I make a mistake, it's going to be my own mistake that I caused, but nothing else is going to stop me.
You know, when I talk to my friends that played college ball and then have moved on to the National Football League, I always ask them, what's the biggest thing in that step up? And they all tell me the same thing, Dylan. They tell me about the speed of the game. Now, I'm just wondering, as you've stepped up from level to level to level, I mean, at 16, you were named one of the 9 top young NASCAR talents. What have you seen in the different levels of racing?
You know, that it really gets more competitive. And like you said, the speed of it. I mean, when I step up, each time, I mean, I don't try to go through the ranks and just try to do mediocre in them. I try to go out there and win championships in each series that I'm in. I mean, I won the West Championship last year. I'm going for the East Championship this year, and I'm not going to accept anything less than that. I mean, I expect to succeed in every part, but, I mean, when you keep moving up these levels, I mean, the pedigree of the drivers that are in it are just getting more and more stout. I mean, I would race against, you know, maybe 5 drivers that were really good, and then it goes up to 10 drivers, and then when I go up to the Sprint Cup Series, everybody is just as good as me, you know, but what separates them is who's the smartest. You got to go out there and be patient with it, and that's really what sets a champion from, you know, a guy that can win races. So yeah. You really got to go out there and be smart, and even though, you know, maybe you go out there and you don't have a race-winning car, but you got to take it for what it is. You can't take any chances that's going to put you out of the race or maybe hurt your points lead. So when you go up through these series, the drivers just get better and better, but you really have to have the mentality of, you know, a champion, and you have to mature a lot to go out there and you know, win championships instead of races.
And you know as well as I do, Dylan, that you can't push the clock ahead on experience. Now, I say that as a preface to my conversations with my NASCAR driving friends, and the two things that they tell me are the most important things about being consistent at the NASCAR level is communication, in other words, with your crew chief, and the other is adaptability, being able to adjust on the fly during the course of a race. How long does it take, and where are you in that process of getting into a comfortable frame of mind about being able to do both?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say how long it takes. I mean, I've been doing it since I was five, so I've really had a lot of experience doing it. But, I mean, going in different cars definitely helps you a lot with that, whether you're in an open-wheel car, stock car, something on dirt. I mean, it teaches you to adapt to different conditions and different cars really quickly. So, for instance, I'll go out to a track that I've never been on, and I'm trying to compete against these guys that have been there for, you know, 4 years that have been running on the same track, and I have to adapt to it, you know, quickly enough to where I'm going to go out there and be just as fast as them. So you really have to, you have to be on your senses, or I really practice a lot of making sure I'm physically fit and, you know, my hand-eye coordination is really well, because I got to go out there and make sure, first of all, that I avoid the accidents, and second of all, that I can adapt to the track so, you know, I won't be behind schedule when I go out there trying to catch up to everybody else.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, do you remember when you lost the fear factor in this sport?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think I lost it when I first got into a go-kart, honestly. I mean, when I first jumped in there, it was like nothing else. This thing was so fast, even though they're go-karts. But, I mean, I was driving go-karts at the end of my career that would go over 100 miles an hour. So you really just kind of have to, you know, forget about it. And I go back into go-karts now, and I'm like, man, these things are so dangerous now that I realize it. But, you know, when I was a kid and I was going out there, I just wanted to go as fast as I could. You know, I didn't care about if I was going to get hurt. I just wanted to win. And, you know, the sense of winning really pushes you past all that stuff. And you may get scared sometimes if you get in a wreck, but like this past weekend, I got into a horrible wreck. I got T-boned to the side about 110 miles an hour. But, I mean, I already forgot about it. I forgot about it 10 minutes after just because I have to look ahead and forget about the past.
Bobby Rahal, a friend of mine, he and I both like flying as pilots. And we were laughing one day. I said to him, I said, Bobby, you do know that if you're driving at 300 miles an hour in a car, you damn well better be thinking 301 miles an hour.
Yeah, right.
How do you balance your professional life with your personal life? Because, I mean, you are still a youngster at 18 years old, and you want to be able to be a normal kid like everybody else. How do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough sometimes. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, I've had a core group of friends for a while, and these guys have been with me all the way since I was, you know, just in really amateur ranks of racing, when I was in go-karts, sliding to cars. So before I was, you know, semi of a big deal. I'm not saying I am a big deal because I don't think I am at all, but, you know, they were always with me and they stick through me, and I really rely on them and the people that surround me. I mean, the people that you put yourself with, the group of people that you want to work with, they really dictate how you're going to go through this sport. And luckily, you know, I have the best management team I could possibly have. I have the best crew guys, crew chief, and everybody through every single rank that I've gone through has just been a tremendous help. And I really rely on them because I kind of look at all of them as father figures since I don't really have one. And, you know, I make sure that they're always there, they're always taken care of. And I really want to be known when I get to the top, hopefully I do, as a guy that gave back to all those guys that got me up to the spot, because they really sacrificed a ton of time and effort to get me there. And without them, I wouldn't be able to get up to the point where I'm successful.
You know, I'm smiling here because you're 18 years old, and I just recently interviewed somebody who was 18 who won 5 Olympic gold medals. I think you know who I'm talking about, Missy Franklin, and I see a lot of what she is that you are. I'm just kind of blown away that somebody 18 years old can have the ability to communicate and talk so openly and honestly about their profession. And I think that's going to be one of the keys to you. The demands on your life as far as being able to take care of sponsors and everything else, has that been something you've gotten used to as well?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think, you know, people kind of shy away from the media and, you know, sponsorship obligations, but, you know, I embrace it. I think that's one of the greatest parts about the sport, just because you can mix you know, different professions in between it and different, you know, attributes to what you have. So you're not just going out there racing cars. You got to, you know, have the whole package to make it in the sport now. And some people may not like it just because they want to go out there and race, but, you know, I like it. It brings a challenge that's, you know, not necessarily in racing. You kind of have to think outside the box to make sure you make it. And, you know, I like that. I like being able to venture out into other stuff besides racing. So, it's tough sometimes, but I really embrace it. I make sure my sponsors are taken care of because, you know, without them, I wouldn't be able to go out there and race. And they're the ones who make it happen, so I want to make sure that they're taken care of.
In about 15 seconds, are you a perfectionist?
I'd say so. I mean, I'm definitely OCD, if that's what you're asking. I mean, you should look at my apartment. I go around and make sure that everything, I mean, whether it's, you know, a degree off, I go around straightening things. So I definitely say I'm a perfectionist, and I don't know if that's something that, I learned, but I definitely gained it through these past couple of years in racing.
Dylan, I want to thank you. You are welcome here anytime. You got to come back and visit with me again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Dylan Kwasniewski. Watch him. He's 18 years old. He's going to be one of the stars, I think, on the NASCAR circuit. You can tell by the way he communicates. He's got his act together. We'll take a break. Come back on the other side. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.